An Arrival, written by Artemis the Huntress and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating, general audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Pili, Rati, and Gurathin arrive on Tranrod and Haifa Station. The shuttle hatch cycles close behind them. It feels like the door of a cage snapping shut. Tranrol and Haifa is a busy hub, bigger than Preservation Station, but facing the open arrivals dock, Pinli feels claustrophobic. There's nowhere to run if, when, this goes poorly. No way to get back to the gunship if their stupid asshole Bond company decides it's not worth it to rescue them. She stepped into a trap, knowing full well it's a trap, and the next step is to not die anyway. Menza could lead them all out alive. Pinli isn't confident that she can. But she's already here, so she takes a breath and starts walking into the station. Beside her, Rati stares with wide, nervous eyes. Beside her, Gurathin glances around with suspicious, narrowed ones. Pinli keeps her shoulders squared, her own eyes straight ahead. She can't look like there's anything she doesn't know, because one of the things she doesn't know is who's watching. She's going to get them killed. They're going to die here. This was a mistake. So, Rati asks quietly, do we know where Dr. Menza is? We know where Greycris is, Pinli says, and I don't care whose face I have to get into to make them tell us. Rati sighs, but nods. Gurathin side-eyes her, and doesn't ask, but is clearly thinking, do you actually think they will? She doesn't, not really. Now that she's here, she wonders why she thought they'd ever be allowed to leave. Pinli keeps trying to take deep breaths, hoping that will calm her racing heart, hoping that when she lets them out, no one can hear them shaking. She shouldn't have let Rati and Gurathin come with her. She should have insisted they be sent home safe and done this alone. She can't do this alone. And we know what they want, she says. It's just money. We'll get them the fucking money, and then when we get home safely with Dr. Menza, we'll make them regret it. She risks a glance at Rati, who nods, looking at her like he trusts her, and she doesn't know how she's going to live with herself for what she's doing. Well, at least the easy answer is, she won't have to. The glittering station walls full of screens and marker paint advertisements press in on her, like a leer, like a taunt, and remind her that she, and Rati, and Gurathin, and somewhere Dr. Menza, are trapped in the heart of enemy territory, very, very far from home. The end.